everybody. This is Carolina Girl 79, and I thought since I'm super shy and I'm not sure that I'll ever do a sexy time recording, I thought I would try and do the Proust questionnaire just for fun. I'm going to go ahead and apologize for two things. The chair that I'm sitting in is really squeaky, so I'm really sorry about that. And also, I have a little bit of a cold, so if I sniffle some, then I apologize. Or cough, of course. So here we go. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am female, and I am straight. Number two, what gets you turned on? I think a more accurate answer question would be what doesn't turn me on. I like an awful lot, and a lot gets me turned on. I like, excuse me, very well-dressed men, men with accents, which means GWA is a perfect place for me. I'm really enjoying that. Just any kind of confidence. Like, for an example, today when I was getting lunch, there was a guy who was very well dressed and had a lot of confidence and probably not somebody's typical version of sexy or good looking, but I could not take my eyes off of him. So yeah, just kind of confidence and that sort of thing. Now, like, physical characteristics, what turns me on is eyes and strong hands. Calves. I love strong muscular calves on men. Just a small thing. So yeah, I'm going to move on because this is getting a little crazy. Number three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? This is kind of embarrassing, but it would have to be shyness. Even in my real life, I am very shy about asking what I want, asking for what I want, or what I probably feel like I need. Doing something like this is really kind of way far out of my comfort zone, but I'm enjoying it. I like being part of GWA. But yeah, I think shyness would have to be it. In my real life, I'm pretty shy, and that spills over into my sexuality. Number four. Excuse me. What is your favorite sexual act? Yeah, it's going to have to be doggy style. It's just a classic. It's just good. There's just so many things you can do with it. Yeah. A little spank on the ass. You know, that sort of thing. It's just classic. It's good. Number five. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? If a man compliments me or makes me laugh, or if he can do both at the same time, I am just putty. I just melt. Compliments are one of the biggest, easiest, and quickest ways to turn me on. Being selfless, because I can be a little selfish in bed, that's always a plus. Other qualities, intelligence. If I can have a good conversation with a man, then that's just perfection. Number six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? One where we are both completely satisfied. That hasn't happened for me in quite a while. One where there's good communication. Where there's a lot of fun. I think sex should be fun, first and foremost. If you can laugh with someone while you're naked, that's and not at each other. Like, you don't want to laugh at your partner because they're naked. You want to laugh with your partner while you're naked. Two different things. If you can laugh with your partner, then I think that's pretty great. So, yeah, idea of a good sexual encounter is one where you can laugh, but be serious when it's time and get down to business. Number seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? When I want to feel sexy, what I always wear is just a plain black t-shirt and a great pair of jeans and a cute pair of shoes. I think a black t-shirt. I'm pretty casual, so even in like my everyday life, I don't dress up. I don't have a whole lot of reason to dress up. I don't work outside the house, so I'm pretty casual. So to feel sexy, just a plain black t-shirt and jeans. And I'll do my hair, take a shower. That's always important. Take a shower if you want to feel sexy. Do my hair, put some makeup on. It doesn't happen very often that I'll put makeup on. So when I do, it's generally because I want to have that little extra boost of confidence. Number 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, an actor or actress, etc. Again, this probably more accurate would be to say who doesn't. I've always been a little boy crazy, so I like many different celebrities. I like looking at them. The one that is really embarrassing, but the one that has always kind of done it for me is really embarrassing. Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park. He is just a tall drink of water, and he is sexy, and just he's funny, and I mean, it doesn't hurt that he's good looking, and now he's starting to go a little gray, and so he has always been my number one, even since high school, since Jurassic Park first came out. That's always been my favorite. Who in life turns you on the most? Or, no, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, a significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently? Without going into too much detail, it's my significant other, but because of some things that are going on, I don't feel like I'm able to act on it. So that's sort of frustrating. I don't want to go too much into that because it's really personal, but it is my significant other. I'm not sure that he would believe it if I said that to him, but it is. No matter our problems, he's still the one that turns me on the most in my real life. Number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Good girl. Good girl. That is it. Yeah, that's it. Just good girl. Can't think of anything else. Number 11. What sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star sized cum shots, being super flexible, etc. I've heard people answer this question, and people don't really know, and I don't know either. I think not super flexible, but I would like to be more flexible than I am. I don't want to be bent in half or anything, but I would like to be a little more flexible than I am in my real life. I don't know. Maybe just the willingness to want to do more. But is that really a talent, or is that like part of their personality, I wonder? I don't know. That's a tough one, and it's been tough for everybody. I don't know that anybody's ever really said, this is exactly what I would want. So I guess maybe just being a little more flexible, but not super flexible, because that would be weird. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA, and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA through another website, and one of the people that I like on there was posting on GWA, and he had posted a link to his AMA that he had done on GWA, and I know about computers, like I'm not computer stupid, but Reddit really confuses me, and so it took me a long time to really understand what Reddit is and what GWA is. I mean, this was probably last fall that he posted that, and I'm just now comfortable enough to where I know sort of what I'm doing, but I still don't really know what I'm doing. But so I found out about GWA through that. And then why did I start posting? I think I just felt so comfortable. I mean, everybody at GWA is really friendly, and I've been on other websites where people post, and they all seem to be such great friends, and they get along, and they, they joke and they laugh with each other online, and that's great. But I've never felt comfortable kind of jumping in the middle of their conversations or in the middle of their excuse me, goodness gracious, in the middle of their friendships, really. So I don't know. And then, but then when I started posting on GWA, I was really shy. And so I just messaged people at first and was like, I really enjoyed what you did. Thanks so much. You're doing a great job. And then someone dared me to make a comment. And it was sort of addicting after that first one. And so now I'm really happy. I'm excited about it. I like being a part of sort of people's creative processes. That's really fun. I hope I haven't made a pest of myself, but I really like I said, being part of people's creative process and giving feedback and that sort of thing. What is my dirtiest fantasy? Oh, okay. Another embarrassing moment. Here goes. My dirtiest fantasy is to be with two men who are just a tiny bit bisexual. And if they were more than a tiny bit bisexual, then that would be okay. If they were definitely if they were open enough to explore with each other. I mean, if you're with two men, you don't want them to be grossed out by being in the same room together. At least in theory, I would think that would be the case. But but if they would be willing to explore each other and allow me to watch, that would just be fantastic. So yeah, that's my dirtiest fantasy: a bisexual male threesome. Number four, fourteen. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. This is where it's at. I don't think I've had my kinkiest sex. My real life is fairly vanilla. I don't do a whole lot of kinky stuff. Not for lack of wanting to. It's lack of opportunity, I suppose. I would have to say the kinkiest sex I've ever had hasn't happened yet. Still waiting for it, unfortunately. Number 15. What's your favorite body part and why? This is easy. This is so easy. My boobs. I love my boobs. I love them. I'm not a small girl, which is fine. I'm totally okay with that. And my boobs are not so small either. And I love them. I think they're the greatest. Definitely my boobs. I think they're great. So that's me. Thanks for listening, and have a great day, everybody.